I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I know, I'm just grateful for you being here. I've got a really great segment lined up for you here. My next guest is a retired U.S. diplomat, U.S. special agent, HSBC Middle East Bank executive. He's the author of Switched On. Be sure and go to SwitchedOnLife.com, SwitchedOnLife.com. I want to welcome Eric Caron to the program. Thanks for being here, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Always a privilege and an honor to be on with you, sir.
Eric, you spent, you were just telling me in the break, you spent basically 3 years as a diplomatic representative over in Dubai in 2008, 2009, 2010. Talk to me about what you're seeing. First of all, is there any surprise to you that the Taliban has taken over Afghanistan once again?
Whew. First of all, absolutely not. The level of corruption in that country was and is systemic. I was the attaché in Dubai for the Department of Homeland Security. And I also went into Afghanistan and spent several weeks in Afghanistan trying to stem the flow of illegal money coming back into Dubai and other countries from Afghanistan, mostly from corrupt officials within the government and banking industry within Afghanistan. And if I may say, this past week I went to church and I recently heard the priest get up and talk about, you know, the old universal adage about money can't buy love or happiness. The American people sadly now know with certainty money alone can't buy peace in Afghanistan. We partnered with an international crime syndicate masquerading as a government engaged in pervasive corruption. It was foolish and that we did so. And I would say criminal in some aspects. What has it resulted for us? Tens of thousands of people hurt. thousands of U.S. servicemen killed. And we, the U.S. government, sadly, was the biggest source of fueling the corruption in Afghanistan, my brother.
Now, explain what you mean by that, and I think we should add this caveat that the issue we have when we talk about, you know, corruption in our own government, I mean, we're watching it, we're looking at it, it's happening right now, but the American people cast their votes, and of course that's, you know, probably another whole topic about what has happened to our election structure. But what's happened to our election structure, what's happening with these individuals that have usurped power, what is going on in America right now is a direct result of the American we the people having abdicated our responsibilities to put people into these positions that reflect our values. But and so go ahead and continue, because that's kind of at the root. And how is that a you know, you talk about the station apparently said they couldn't hear, but can you hear me now? Okay. The connection dropped. All right. So it is
certainly failure.
Yeah,
certainly
go ahead.
Certainly failure in leadership,
yes,
by the White House,
mm-hmm,
and by DOD,
mm-hmm,
the State Department, as well as the CIA. Those are the, you know, I guess, three big, and Congress, as far as oversight. You know, those are the big ticket agencies, if you will, departments, entities that really failed the U.S., you know, the U.S. taxpayer. Two main issues that I'd like to highlight.
Sure.
You know, one is the fact that, you know, Eisenhower said it best, and he warned the American people in 1961 in his farewell address to the nation, beware of the military-industrial complex. His main concern was what? That the military industry, the defense contractors, would exert an undue influence on the on government policymakers. And we've spent trillions of dollars in equipment, military equipment. And for what? And we were feeding the military industrial complex. So that's one issue that I think we're going to come to realize. And the other is, the fact of the matter is, we have an entity in our government called the CIA who is actually feeding the beast, feeding corruption within the Afghan government and economy by paying off, giving Karzai and his officials in his administration at the time hundreds of millions of dollars. And we were just fueling the corruption. And, you know, I had the chance to go to Afghanistan, like I said, to do some money laundering training. And I'll never forget this, Pastor Greg. I had a general, a high-level official from Afghan customs, get up and talk to me and lecture me in front of his colleagues in almost in a George Patton voice, standing up. He says, it's not us. You're lecturing us. You're lecturing the wrong people. You need to speak to the president and his associates, because we want our country. We want what you want, and we want what you have. But these officials at the highest levels are corrupt. That was in 2009-10. And here we are, 10 years later. We fueled it. We have the Afghan military in the last week basically dropped their arms and were paid by the Taliban to do so, were bribed at the highest levels and fled.
You bring up an interesting point, because I just to give you an example, I was in Washington, D.C. a few years back, and I was in a cab with a gentleman. Turned out he was from Afghanistan. He had been a translator. He was now in our country. He had, you know, gone to school, gotten a degree. He was getting ready to graduate and what have you. He was an Uber driver. And and he talked about, you know, his family talked about how he loved America, how the Afghani people, there were so many of them that absolutely loved our country. Then I hear this other side that says, oh, no, no. You know, the Afghanis were are all Muslim. And so they built this new constitution on Sharia. And obviously Sharia and our U.S. mm-hmm. constitutional style don't mesh. They're complete opposites of one another. And so they say, well, you know, the Americans tried to bring in a Christian democracy into a Muslim people, and so, you know, that was the point of failure. You just mentioned that here's a high-level general that says, no, we see what you have. And we really, that is what we want. Can you talk about the disconnect between these two narratives?
Well, yeah, internally in Afghanistan, you're absolutely right. They are certainly, of course, as we're seeing it today, there is a faction of the society who want to oppress its people, who want Sharia law, and you know, but we also know, and I know, and you know, there is a faction of the society in Afghanistan who want what you and I have, mm-hmm. and that's the push and pull that's going on, and you know, it saddens me that we're in the state that we are in today. I think if we understood one thing, that corruption without controlling the bribes and the cash payments to corrupt officials, drug lords and bankers and thousands of others by the CIA. Mm-hmm. And if we facilitated that, and if we will never win, we would never win the war without controlling the corruption. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line, Pastor Greg, that corruption ruled the roost, if you will, at the end of the day. And now we're seeing it. We're seeing the fact of the matter is corruption is the downfall of Afghanistan. So the rule of law is vital. And right. We didn't understand that. We did not understand that. And now what do we have? We're on the brink. We are on the brink, I believe, of a potential World War III with Iran, Pakistan, China, and other nations aligning with the new, quote-unquote, new Afghan government. Mm-hmm. And the other, you know, or will we capitulate to the Taliban and other Afghan terror groups who are now well equipped with sophisticated U.S. military equipment?
Well, that seems to be what Biden is doing, Eric. You look at what his administration is doing, and I would argue the other side of that is that, you know, we had an administration under Obama that had mm-hmm. completely sold out to Islam.
Yep.
So they embraced all of this corruption.
Yep. Eight years.
Yep, and fully supported it. But it wasn't just Obama. You had corruption under George W. Bush. You had corruption under the Clintons. You had corruption under H.W. Bush. You had corruption that was working to try to circumvent what Ronald Reagan tried to accomplish. And you certainly had a State Department that came out in its testimony of the impeachment, Ukrainian impeachment trial against President Trump, that clearly said, and I had a friend on Saturday who was in that State Department under Rex Tillerson, who sat at a table and was told by the department head before they found out that he was a Trump appointee, any directive that comes from the White House is to be ignored.
Wow.
Any directive that comes from the White House, and once they figured out he was a Trump appointee, they got him fired. They tossed him out of there.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the deep state. And
which is a form of a mob. They're a mob is what they are. They're criminals.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing the results of it right now as we speak. As we speak, there are thousands of people potentially being hunted, captured, and killed in Afghanistan as we speak. And if we think we're going to negotiate with the Taliban, with these Taliban terrorists,
right,
that's what they are.
Yep.
We, again, will be sadly mistaken by doing so. Thousands of people will die in Afghanistan. Tens of thousands of people will die in Afghanistan now. Thousands will die around the globe, including the U.S., because there's a safe haven for terrorists. It's a whole country now in Afghanistan. A safe haven for training, a safe haven for raising funds through the heroin trade, through the weapon trade, through human trafficking. They have the whole country under their control.
Right.
And we better wake up as a society here in America and understand that border security here is more vital today than ever.
And I thank you for pivoting to that, because I know we're going to go into a break in a minute, but you have warned every time you've been on my program for the last year.
Yep.
You have been warning, anybody that will listen about the dangers and the threats coming across our border. And now we're watching the nightmare reveal itself, because as you just said, Afghanistan becomes a launching point for these terrorists, but they don't even have to launch them, because a lot of those terrorist cells, ladies and gentlemen, are inside of America right now, and we're simply waiting for Afghanistan to fall as the signal to begin their activities here. And you've been hearing reports for the last 3 or 4 days from analysts and experts that are suggesting that something much worse than 9/11 is on its way. Eric, we'll talk about that when we get back. Here's the thing. God is, and the name of Jesus Christ is where our power lies.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Eric Caron. You can find Eric at switchedonlife.com, switchedonlife.com. Eric, you know, you've been talking for a long time now about the danger at our border and the importance of getting that border secure. Yeah. Talk to me about your concerns about that. And then what you just told me, by the way, about the GOA report that shows that Biden has armed the Taliban just like Obama armed ISIS.
Yes. Well, you know, we have to understand it's just not the southern border that we need to secure. It's all our border entries. That means our land borders from the southwest to the north. Because right now, the northern border is wide open. We're all paying attention to the southern border, understandably so. But we have the northern border. We have land borders, airports, and seaports that are wide open today. And we as a nation, again, have to understand border security equals national security, full stop, period. And you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't be a politician and say, yeah, I'm for security, but let's take down all the security measures and we're going to allow people in. We're going to screen people once they're here. And that's the American thing to do. And, you know, but no, BS. We have to understand border security is national security. Special interest aliens from around the world, including Africa and other parts of the Middle East, are trying to come to America to do what? To hurt us. We know it. We know it because they're here. They've been here in the past, and they've hurt us, and they will hurt us again. 9/11's coming up. We have to understand the threat is real, and they're planning to attack us.
And we need to understand that Canada makes it easy for terrorists to come into their country, get paperwork, and then cross over into America, presenting legal Canadian paperwork. And we're not screening any of that, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you know what? Our greatest weapon is going to be prayer. Honest to goodness, our greatest weapon is going to be prayer. And then prepare yourself. Get your backup generators. Get your food. Get yourself ready for what's likely coming. We'll be ready or back right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.